I'm incredibly sick of people on the right saying that Democrats need to, quote, bring down the temperature. I can show you one clip of Stephen Miller at Charlie Kirk's memorial last night that blows that entire narrative out of the water. And I didn't know if I wanted to make this video on Stephen Miller's hate and vitriol, but upon rewatching the speech this morning, I realized it was so propagandistic and eerie and hateful that there needs to be a narrative disruption. We need to use our platform to call out the fact that Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff and Donald Trump himself use their friend's memorial not to eulogize, you know, their so-called buddy Charlie Kirk, but instead to push more hatred, push more vitriol, and divide the country even further. I mean, last night, Donald Trump got on stage and immediately said that he hates his enemies. Let me play this clip very quickly.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
I mean, could you imagine if Joe Biden had gone on stage and said something like this? This would be a segment on Fox News for 2 weeks. Piers Morgan would never let this go. Every single right-winger would be saying this is an insane escalation. Yet Donald Trump says, I hate my political opponents. And it just slips right by. Stephen Miller pushed 5 times as much hatred in his speech. But it's more insidious. In 2025, a lot of right-wingers don't think you're being hateful unless you're just using direct slurs or yelling at minority groups. But Stephen Miller's hatred is a lot more insidious than that. He creates outgroups, he creates scapegoats, and then he uses vague language to get people stirred up about scapegoats without any sort of channel, any sort of actionable way to do this, like voting or mobilizing. He just gets people mad, gets people angry about scapegoat groups, and that is the danger. Let me show you this clip of Stephen Miller just a week ago. Just listen to the way that Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff speaks about millions, tens of millions of Americans in the Democratic Party.
That party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists. The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization.
Wow, Democrats really need to tone down the temperature and tone down the rhetoric. Oh wait, that's Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff villainizing basically half of Americans or half of the American voter base. No Democratic leader or politician talks about Republicans like this ever. If you go on Blue Sky, you can probably find some account with like 6 followers that says crazy stuff. And Republicans try to equate that to Donald Trump and Trump's deputy chief of staff, saying they hate their political opponents and whatnot. So now I want to show you Stephen Miller's speech from the Charlie Kirk Memorial. He used his so-called friend's memorial as a vehicle, as a vessel to push forward more hatred. David Pakman tweeted out, "The Charlie Kirk funeral is absolutely disgusting, riddled with speeches that only dial up the temperature. Stephen Miller's was particularly vile." And a lot of people online, like David Pakman or other commentators, were showing empathy towards Erica Kirk, saying, you know, she had quite a tough job going up there, you know, 10 days, 12 days after her husband died, but everybody else was just spreading straight vitriol. Chris said, "Kids, live your life in a way that when you die, Stephen Miller will not be able to speak at your memorial." Very, very true. Now, when it comes to this Stephen Miller speech, a lot of people were comparing the way he spoke and the metaphors he used to a speech that Joseph Goebbels gave back in Nazi Germany. And, you know, Stephen Miller is Jewish himself, so I'm not someone that just calls him a Nazi all the time. I say it's more nuanced than that. He seems to use a lot of the same propagandistic tactics. He tries to create a specific out-group or a scapegoat group like the Nazis used to, and then target them relentlessly. And he does seem to copy their exact rhetorical, propagandistic style. And even in this speech, there is a reasonable theory online that Stephen Miller constantly talking about the storm, he says, "The storm whispers, you cannot withstand the storm," is a callback to a speech from Joseph Goebbels called "The Storm is Coming" in 1932. Now, I'm going to play this, but even friend of the show, Vlad Vexler, says, "Was Stephen Miller's speech fascist? Let's rate it on my ideological intensity scale for fascism." And he gives a very rational take. We'll read it all at the end of the video, but he basically says, when they're talking about, quote, "our legacy hails back to Athens, Rome, and Philadelphia," That is them leaning heavily into this mythical, idealistic past and then using that idealistic past as a pretext to consolidate power and have radical change. Then they talk about, you are nothing, you are wickedness. Vlad Vexler says, the speech repeatedly names wicked enemies, but without specifying groups or calling for their elimination. We'll read the rest of this in just one second, but let me play for you this Stephen Miller clip. I will likely pause it so you're not overwhelmed with the hatred and vitriol spewing out of his mouth.
The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion. Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk, and now millions will carry on his legacy.
Wow, what an intense speech coming from Stephen Miller right there, who is essentially spearheading a lot of the policy for the Trump administration. Trump is obviously old and tired and rather resigned at this point, so he does his media hits, but a lot of reporters say that Stephen Miller is the one spearheading a lot of the most insane policy coming out of this admin. And it makes sense. You can see why. This dude has a lot of hatred deep down in his heart that he has trouble hiding and containing. And that's why I thought it was worth making this video. Let's go back over to Vlad Vexler's scale now that we've listened through that. So, one, he talks about revolutionary conservatism. That is 7 out of 10 on the fascism scale. When he says, our legacy hails back to Athens, Rome, Philadelphia, he's leaning into a heavily mythical past and frames radical change as something that is, you know, continuous. It's continuity. Politics of enemies. He says, you are nothing. You are wickedness. This speech repeatedly names wicked enemies, but without specifying groups or calling for their elimination, which Stephen Miller has done in other times. Here's some more fascist signs, like the cult of the leader. They talk about our fearless president, Donald Trump. We've seen it worse in other speeches. The importance of the inexpressible. Quote, I am the storm. We are the storm, says Stephen Miller. The speech contains mystical language, which elevates felt truth over analysis. But this isn't elaborated into a governing principle, in this speech at least. Stephen Miller overall governs based on emotion. Permanent emergency. Quote, you have awakened the dragon. We will defend. We will prevail. This speech contains strong crisis language, but without a call for permanent mobilization. Very, very interesting analysis. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make, drop a like, subscribe below. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.